Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Hello, welcome to this health podcast. It's meant for you to listen. I am Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Nurse Manager at Karaga Municipal Hospital and a nurse practitioner. In this podcast, we are going to talk to you about anemia and all you need to know about it. Our goal is for you to listen and understand, for you to take action.
Thank you, Francis Kweku Owusu. So, you mentioned anemia. Can you please explain to us in a simple term what is anemia?
Yes, please. Thank you. Anemia is strictly defined as a decrease in red blood cell volume.
Okay. So, what are the causes of anemia?
Thank you. The causes of anemia are a lot, but the common ones are blood loss. When you say blood loss, maybe somebody get an accident or a knife cut the person or a gunshot, an injury to the person makes the person to lose blood. So when your blood is lost through trauma, you can get anemia. Sometimes too, when women who are getting their menstruation every month, when their menses overflow, ideally some is supposed to be between 3 or 4 days to 7 days, but some go beyond 7 days, that causes anemia. And some also within the 7 days, but it's a heavy flow. In a day, they may change about 3 or 4 pads in a day, you know, so that also make them get anemia. And then also, one of the cause of the anemia too is from worms, hookworm, and schistosomiasis, and all those kind of worms also contribute in the blood becoming low, the anemia. Sometimes also there is what we call bone marrow suppression. You know, the red blood cells are produced from the bone marrow. So there's some conditions or even some medications that suppresses the bone marrow that makes anemia to occur. There are many more causes of anemia, but the following two causes are also very important. Diet low in iron. You need iron to make your blood stronger. Food that contains iron are meat and green vegetables. This is for adults and children. Also, infections of malaria can cause anemia. So that is the causes, some of the causes of anemia.
So how do one know if he or she has anemia?
Thank you. Some of the signs and symptoms of anemia, number one, the person will feel tired. He's working a little and then he feels tired. Sometimes he feels like he has walked for miles or kilometers, you know. And then sometimes they feel dizzy. Dizziness also may be one of the reasons why you must report to the hospital. Sometimes even headache. Sometimes they even get blackouts. Sometimes palpitations. Palpitations is their heartbeat faster. Ideally, you shouldn't feel your heartbeat. But when you're having anemia, sometimes you have what you call palpitations. You hear your heartbeat. These are all some of the common signs and symptoms that you can use to know that you have anemia. Sometimes to realize that the person becomes pale. Pale means the person becomes he being weak, if you look at a person's skin color or the palm or the eye or the tongue, they become white. Ideally, this area shouldn't be white. You see, our palm must be reddish or pinkish. Our lips, the tongue, or the eye, the eyes. But somebody who's anemia look pale. That means if you look at the person's palm or the person's tongue, it looks pale, it looks white. These are some of the signs and symptoms that you can see, and it should alarm you to come to the hospital for a better care.
Okay, so what are the complications to this anemia issue?
Yes, complications to anemia, number one, can be tissue hypoxia. When you say tissue hypoxia, it means that the oxygen supply to the tissues are impeded, like the brain needs a lot of oxygen. So when you have anemia, that's why when you get anemia, they feel dizzy, sometimes they get blackouts, sometimes they even fall down, they collapse, because the tissues, the body need oxygen to work, but the blood is supposed to bring the oxygen from the lungs, and the blood is low, the anemia has set in, so the person who have hypoxia. Hypoxia simply means that the cells in the body lack oxygen, therefore they are not able to work well. Sometimes they even go into shock. Shock means they collapse. You see, he is working or working in the factory or somewhere, and then she or he falls down. Sometimes even pregnant women, they easily collapse because they get a blackout. You see, sometimes dizziness, and then they fall down. Sometimes they also get what we call heart disease, or they get the heart begin to suffer, because the heart itself also need blood. You see, so when there's anemia, the heart suffers, so they get heart failures. These are some of the complications of anemia that we always want to make sure that people look at it, so that they don't get to this point. Thank you.
So what should one do if one has the anemia?
Yes, I think the best thing for you to do when you get anemia, or when you suspect you have anemia, based on what I have said so far, the best is for you to come to hospital. Unfortunately, many will want to go and do self-medication. You see, and it may not be what you are thinking, because like I said, anemia, it's a sign of a certain sickness. You see, the blood is low. And except unless proper investigations are done, you see, to know whether it's anemia or something else. You see, so the best for you to do when you suspect some of these things, come to the hospital or see your doctor, you see, so that you can be helped. Thank you.
So is it possible that we can avoid this disease?
Yes, we can avoid this disease, because if we are able to avoid some of the causes, like I was telling you, these worms, malaria, mosquito bites, those who bleed a lot, if we are able to look into some of these things and overcome them, you realize that the anemia can be helped. You see, so it's always good that we look into that. Otherwise, we always have problems. You see, and then also, if the person is having sickle cell, because sickle cell people also tend to get a lot of anemia. You see, so it's always good that some of these patients are well taken care of, so that we don't get the complications of anemia. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so what can one do to prevent these diseases?
Yes, I think diet is number one. We have to focus on balanced diet. Unfortunately, we live in an environment where the adults who do need the blood eat more meat than the children. But the ideal, like children and the pregnant women, they need to eat more balanced diet. Vegetables, fruits, and protein, meat, eggs, beans. you see, Alefu and some of these things that we can get in our environment, they all help in increasing the blood when the woman is pregnant or when the patient is a child. And then also when you suspect they have worms, we tend to give them the medicine that will help them to overcome, because those worms also drink the blood. I get the point. Yeah. So when we are able to know the causes, then we can also prevent it. You see, especially some of the women even chew clay when they are pregnant. Some to have the habit of chewing clay, and the clay is said that it blocks the absorption of iron. You see, when you chew a lot of clay, it sort of blocks iron. So you have eaten balanced diet, but because you are chewing a lot of clay, the clay serves as a barrier for the iron that you have eaten in your balanced diet to be absorbed into the blood for the body to use to prepare the blood for you. So we should also desist from chewing clay. You see, or some of these lifestyle are not so healthy. So when we desist from this, some of these things, we'll be able to avoid anemia.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to add besides all that you've said?
Yes, thank you very much. I think that what I would like to add is anemia can be very dangerous, but the early detection and the early management is key, especially when you are pregnant and then ladies who are in their menstrual age, and then also children. You see, they tend to have, or they are they form the risk group or the sickle cell patients, let me put it that way. So when we know that these people are in the risk group, then a lot of measures are put in place to help them. Number one, when you sense or you suspect, come to the hospital. You see, so that you don't wait unnecessarily for the complication to set, because some of the complications are so bad that the patient can end up dying. You see, and we don't want you to die. We want you to live long and be more productive to your country, and to help your parents, to help your siblings, to help your children, and to help your community. You see, so don't waste time. As soon as you suspect, based on what we have said so far, come to the hospital for help. Even if it's not anemia, it may be something else that can also save your life. You see, that is why we are trying to bring this podcast across, so people will listen and will be aware, self-aware, so that we will avoid the complications and all that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for your time today once again. We appreciate your time. We believe this message will help us a lot, and then we shall practice and live longer, as you said. We also want to remind you that besides this, we have other health topics that we are playing. So when you listen to this, please tune in another week and you will hear a new topic that will help change your life. Thank you very much, Doctor, and thank you for listeners for your time. Another week again, we shall meet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.